Now, you and I did this, so. Okay. You are welcome to. Fine. So, the case is, if you remember in the first Mishnah, it was. Beis Amud Beis.
Yeah, but
she
starts on Beis.
Sorry?
There's no
Gemara has an Amud. No, a Daf Aleph. No Gemara has a Daf Aleph. It always starts on Daf Beis. Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah was discussing a case, basically a typical case of Adam Zomin, right? Cases where somebody ends up getting punished, right? But differently from what they testified. And the reason why is because, well, I have various reasons where, various cases where you really can't exact the original punishment, right? So, we've done so far the case of the Zomi Bas Kohen, we saw that. And we saw the case of somebody who tries to make a Kohen a Chalal. Now we're going to do a case of somebody who gives Edus to somebody who's chayav to go into Golos. So a case of somebody who goes into Golos, is somebody killed somebody accidentally. There's a Perig Vishkaga. Right? And now, the Bez didn't say, okay, you killed him, but you only killed him accidentally. You're not chayav me, so you go into Golos. So, Edim Zomim don't go into Golos if they testify somebody's chayav Golos. So, Mana Hanemile, where's that from? Amar Ish Lakish, Amar Kra, because we have a Pasuk. Who you know is a Chasarimayle? Who? Loi Zomim. Resh Lakish says, we have a drasha. He will go to one of these cities. He, and not Zomim, meaning it's a Pasuk. Punishment Zab very specifically for somebody who murdered. Rabbi Yochanan Omer. Rabbi Yochanan says, a Kavach Omer. Just as he who did not do an action deliberately should go into should go into Golos. They who did something deliberately, he who did an action deliberately does not go into Golos. A deliberate murderer, right? Or somebody who did it on purpose does not go into Golos. It's only somebody who did it accidentally. So too, they who did not do an action, because they only spoke words, and words are not an action, right? But they did do it deliberately, right? They deliberately gave false witness, false testimony, so too, they should not go into Golos. The Hino Sinners, no, that would have told us that maybe they should go into Golos. No. Then you would have said, okay, he can't go into Golos because Golos is a way of getting Kapara. And we don't want him to get Kapara because he committed murder deliberately. He's evil. Right? But they did something that's less evil because they only spoke words. They didn't do an action. Right, and since they did something that's actually less evil, maybe they should get kapara. They should get atonement. So no, ela michvarta kid Resh Lakish. It must be the reason is like what Resh Lakish said. Amar Ula. Ula said, "Remez leidim zaymin min atoira minayin." Ula says, where is there a clue that Edim Zomim, the concept of an Eid Zomim, an Eid who gets the punishment that he tried to inflict on another person, exists? Ram is Edim Zomim. What are you talking about? There's an explicit pasuk that mentions Edim Zomim. What are you talking about? A clue? Ella, rather, Ram is Edim Zomim shall lokim in a Torah minayin. Rather, how do you know that sometimes Edim Zomim get Malkus? Right, where's a clue to that? As we have in the pasuk, we speak with a tzaddik, the Yeshua Sarasha, Vayayim bin Kaisa Rasha. So the pasuk says, we speak with a tzaddik, and you'll make the tzaddik righteous, and you'll make the Rasha evil, and if the Rasha should get Malkus, that's what the pasuk translates as. Mishum we speak with a tzaddik, Yeshua Sarasha, Vayayim bin Kaisa Rasha. What do you mean? Does the Rasha get Malkus because the tzaddik is a tzaddik and the Rasha is a Rasha, and there, what do you mean? You don't need these words. You should have just said Vayabi Kasim Rasha. You don't need to say the Bezdin has to be Stiko Vizdet Satadik Vereshi was a Rasha, right? Rather, the Pasuk means this. Edim that made a tzaddik into a Rasha. They said a tzaddik is actually a Rasha, right? They also Edim Acharini Vizdik was Tzaddik, and there are other Edim that came along and said, no, the tzaddik is a tzaddik. He's not a Rasha. Whereas they said the original Edim were liars, right? Demikara, right? They made him. They made a Veshavinu L'Anei Rasha'im, and they made these two Edim into Rasha'im. Vayayim bin Ikez Rasha'im. And then, if it's a case where they should get Malkos, then they should, right? Maybe you should say that they should get Malkus because it's a lav. It's a lav, it's a loisane beriachai shaker. And we know that normally for a lav, for an isda raisa, you would get Malkus. No, that wouldn't have done as a limud because it's a lav shein memaisa. It's a lav which has no action involved. It's a prohibition which has only involves words. And therefore, ordinarily, you don't get malchus for such a prohibition. You needed a special drasha to teach that you would get malchus in that case. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Dalet var ne'emar o ba'idim zomin. Four things were said about Idim Zomin. By the way, those numbers mean very, very little. It's a mnemonic. It's a way of remembering. You know there are four things you're trying to remember, so you say there are four at the beginning. Right? Ein nasin ben grusha ben chalutza. They're not made, if they're a kohen, they're not made into a ben grusha ben chalutza. Ve'ein golan la'arei miklat. And they never go into golos. Ve'ein meshalmin es a kofir. And they don't pay. A kofir is a payment if your animal kills someone. Yep. Right? If your animal kills someone, then you pay a payment called a kofir to his family. Ve'ein nimkarim be'avad ivri. And an eid zomen, if he testifies that somebody stole money and therefore and can't pay it back and therefore should be sold as a slave, right? They are them not themselves sold as a slave. Mishum Rabbi Kiva amru afein mishal mi'af piyatzman. And then they said in the name of Rabbi Kiva that an eid zomen doesn't pay if he admits that he's obligated to that he admits what he did, right? Ein nasin ben grushel ben chalutza kede amram. We've explained why an eid zomen does not become an eid ben grushel ben chalutza. Vein golin the Yarmikla Kedamran, and we also explain why an eid zomen never goes into golos. Vein mishalmin as a kofir, and they don't pay the kofir, kasavri kofir kapara. Dani labni kapara ninu. And the fact that they don't pay the kofir, well, it must be that the kofir is a kapara. You need atonement for the fact that your animal killed someone, that you didn't guard your animal properly and prevent it from being dangerous, right? And therefore you need atonement. These eidim zomen don't get that atonement because they didn't do that. Yeah? Mantana kofra kapara. Who is the person who says that kofra is meant for kapara? And Rav Chista Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yechonim ben Broika. He is Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yechonim ben Broika. Desanya, Benasan, Pidyoina, Shoid, Meini, Zak. As we have in a braitha, that when the Venasan Pidyoina showed, that's a possible we learn the din of kofra from, right? The value of the person who was killed. Meaning, if you were to take that person when he was still alive and sell him on the slave market, how much would he have been worth? Right? That's how much they have to pay. Rabbi Yishmael ben Rabbi Yochanan Baruchas, Omer, Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Baruchas, says, Mazik, the value of the person who owned the animal, if you were to sell him on the slave market, how much he would he be worth? That's how much he has to pay. Right? My love behakam if a day the marsava kukavakara. Isn't this what they were arguing about? Wouldn't you say that the person who says that he has to pay his own value thinks that it's a kapara, he's paying for himself, right? And the person who says that it's really that he's paying the value of the person he killed, no, he's not paying for himself, right? He's paying that person, so it's monetary damages, right? He's paying for the damage he caused. He killed someone, so now he has to pay their value, right? Loi, I'm Rapapa. Rapapa said, Loi, Dechuli Alma Kuvra Kapara. No, Rapapa says, everybody thinks that Kofir is really for Kapara. Behaka Behakam, if I can hear, they're disagreeing about something different. Mar Sabar Bede Nizak Shaymina, Mar Sabar Bede Mazak Shaymina. No, really what they're arguing about is just how you assess the payment. Everybody agrees that it's for the purpose of atonement, right? But the question is, how do you assess how much money it is? Maitai Maid Rabbanon, what's the reason for the Rabbanon? Nemar Hashata Lemat, Nemar Hashata Lemala, Mala Alam Ben Nizak, Afkan Ben Nizak. So, there it says the word Yashit, right? It says with regard to two people who by accidentally they're fighting and they knock, and in the process of fighting, they knock a pregnant woman down the stairs. Right, and she loses her babies as a result. So then they have to pay the father for the babies. Right, however much they would have been on the worth on the slave market when they were born. And right, and it also says yushat kofir, yushat alav with regard to kofir. Therefore, since it says hashata, the same shorish, the same root word is used in both cases, it tells you that you assess based on the on the same basis, right? Since you're obviously paying for the babies, you pay the value of the babies, you don't pay your own value in the case of the abortion, so too you pay the value of the person who was killed here. Rabbi Shmuel, and what does Rabbi Shmuel think? It says, you should pay the redemption of your soul. Rabbanon, don't Rabbanon say that the Pasuk still says in Pidyon Nafshoy for them? No, they say it's a Pidyon. They say you're redeeming your soul. Right after you cause someone to die, you are in fact redeeming your soul. Right, but the way you assess the amount you have to pay to do that is based on the value of the person who was killed. But they nimkorim be'evad evri, and they can't be sold as an evad evri. Like I said, the case is they testify about somebody that he's a gazlan, he stole money, right? And now he doesn't have money, he can't pay that back. So instead of paying, he gets sold into slavery. If Adam Zomen give testimony like that, they are not sold as an evad evri. Savar Rav Hamnuna Lemeimar Ani Mili Hecha De'if Leila Didei. This is a case, Rav Hamnuna thought, maybe it's a case where the person who they accused actually did have the money to pay. Demigu De'iu Lenizdaven Inu Nami Lenizdavnu. Since he doesn't, he would not have been sold, but he could have paid the money. So too, they are not sold, right? Because they weren't going to make him be sold. They were going to make him pay the money. Rav Hamnuna says that. But if in a case where he does not have the money, even if they do have the money, they should be sold into slavery, right? Because that's what they would have done to him. Yeah, you understand? Amrli Rava, Velem Rule, Antave Lach. Miyavi mizdamnas, ananami le mizdanami le mizdamninan. The Rava says, but wait, they could say to him, if you had had the money, you would not have been sold. We do have the money, so we won't be sold. We'll pay the money. Right? Ella, rather, Savar Rav Hamnuna le meimar, hanimili hecha de isle, early day, early did who? Hava hecha de leisle, early did day, early did zu, mizdamni. Rather, what Rav Hamnuna must have said is, if neither of them has the money, the person they accuse doesn't have the money, and the Edom Zomim don't have the money. But if either of them does have the money, then in Achinami they would be sold. Right? Amrali Rava said, Venimkar Begneva Seyamar Chamana Begneva Sevilemazamai. Rava says, no, the real reason is that there's a drasha, right? The person who is sold is a thief, Begneva So, when he stole, and not when he gave false testimony. Right? Mishum Rabbi Kiva Amru, and name Rabbi Kiva, they said, Maitamin Rabbi Kiva, what's the reason why you don't pay money as an Eid Zomim if you admit that you did it? So Rava says, it's a knas, right? A knas means, like I said, a payment that's levied as punishment as opposed to as compensation, right? And you don't pay punishment payments if you admit to them. Rabba, I'm a Rabba. So Rava says, you should be aware that they didn't do anything, right? They didn't actually make him get executed, and even so, they get killed, and they do pay. Rav Nachman says, Teda Sherei Mamin Biad Bailim Mishalman. Rav Nachman says, you should know that the money all stayed with the person who actually owned it. Right, no money was actually taken away from anyone, and even so, they should pay. Says, wait, what does that mean? What Rav Nachman's really saying is they didn't actually do anything. They're the same thing as Rabba. So why is it a different statement? No, so really, what it should have said, it says the gears in the Gemara is wrong. Really, it should have said, and Rav Nachman also said this. Okay. Any questions?